In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you have a nice little Monday. We are your sportsmen.
Sada.
I'm Roth. That's Big Sook right over there.
Oh, dude.
And we have Spotify rap star Lowercase filling in for Schnitzel Wolf today. Because he has the flu.
He's got a tummy ache. Maybe back tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Your Blazers are in action tonight.
46-52 right now with a couple minutes to play in the first half.
And who would be winning?
The Orlando Magic.
Okay. Are they any good?
They are 4-6 on the year. Blazers 5-4. To be honest with you, outside of this game right here, which I got up on my computer, I have not watched 1 second of Orlando Magic basketball.
Banchero playing?
Because
he's good, right?
Yes, he is playing. They've lost like 4 in a row.
Banchero has 11.
Okay. Hard to stop that one.
Yeah.
That's my analysis.
There are a lot of teams in the NBA see the Orlando Magic that unless you are playing the Blazers, I will not watch 1 second of their game.
If I had a sports gun... And I put it to
The old sports gun. I love it.
And I put it to your temple.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to make you disseminate as many facts as you can about the following franchises.
Okay.
You have to pick one.
Okay.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
Which franchise are you picking?
So not the history of them.
No, like this year. Like who plays for the, you know. The name of their arena? What's their coach's name? Do you know the GM? Do you know who owns the team? Anything you can tell me about either the Orlando Magic, the Charlotte Hornets,
oh my God,
the Washington Wizards, or the Brooklyn Nets. Which one are you taking?
I honestly, because...
To save your sports life.
I think simply because I'm watching, like I said, this game is up on one of the tabs, so I kind of keep flipping over to it. I think I would have to take the Orlando Magic simply because it's the only thing that I've watched. I have not watched 1 second of Hornets ball, certainly nothing about the Wizards. The Nets, I might be able to come up with a few players, but at least with the Magic, I can give you that you've got Wagner, you got Banchero, Wendell Carter Jr., who's stooping Angel Reese now. Way to go, him. So I can give you three.
Wait, who's that? Where do they play? Where do those guys play?
Orlando.
Okay.
And they got it's like Mosley Mosley is their head coach. You want to look that up?
No, I don't.
I'm close on their head coach.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe that.
Who coaches the Nets? Sportsgun.
Couldn't tell you.
You are right. Jamal Mosley is the head coach of the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, you didn't know that until you pulled them up 10 seconds ago.
Again, simply from watching the game. And like I read a little preview about him today. Like I'll like go to like Blazers Edge and I'll like read like a... Like it's like a 2 minute little synopsis to be like, this is what Orlando has going on.
I'm not even going to make you name the Nets coach. I have a sports gun to your head and I say, I am going to pull the trigger if you do not get this right.
Okay.
I will ask you this one question.
All right.
Is Jordy Fernandez the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets?
That sounds right.
Yes or no? Sports gun.
I think it sounds right. And I don't know why it sounds right, but I'm going to say yes.
That is correct. You live. Jordy, for who is that?
And they've got my man Egor. He's there.
Who?
The BYU kid, Egor Demon, who we all thought was Igor, but it's not. It's
He's already
Egor.
In the NBA.
Yeah, he plays for the Nets. And
okay, Sports Gun.
That might be it. I don't know if I know another net player.
Is Brian Reif the head coach of the Washington Wizards?
I don't know. Where are you getting? Like, why would you make that up? I want to say that it is, but now knowing you, I'm going to say no, he's not the head coach.
Wow. What a save. Brian Keith is the head coach of the Washington Wizards.
Now, here's the fun
game.
Not
Brian Reif.
I got one net. I do not know another single New Jersey net. The Wizards.
Wait, who's the net you named?
Egor Demon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The BYU kid.
Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, is he there? Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Hey.
Lowercase.
We'll all learn together.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick Claxton's still there.
Okay.
I like him. I always wanted the Blazers to get him. Anyway, the Blazers are playing tonight. We also have Monday Night Football, which is Green Bay hosting Philly. Great game.
Yes.
And that's about to get underway. We have the American League MVP has been announced. Or I'm sorry, not MVP. The Rookie of the Year.
I was going to say, the MVP, when did that come out?
Yeah, no.
Because we had that.
I think Thursday.
Why does the MVP? Why does Major League Baseball do this stupid thing where we just stare? Why not just have a big night like
they
everyone
do
else
one
does?
One a day.
It's so dumb. Like, we handed out the gold gloves, right? And then the silver sluggers, and then we do the Rookie of the Other side. Just give me one big night, get everyone together. You put on your tux or your Canadian tuxedo, whatever. Everyone gets drunk and hand out the awards, make it a big night.
Well, it's not like many people at the ESPYs talk about baseball anyways or spend much time making jokes about baseball. And
I mean, college football has an award show, for God's sakes.
Well, I also think it's way too... Like, you've lost the momentum of anything.
Yes.
Like, why not just... Yeah, put it around the World Series.
Yes. It's so dumb. Either do it right before or... Right after the World Series. And if you're in the World Series and you can't attend, okay.
So that
happens.
American League Rookie of the Year is Nick Kurtz of the A's.
The Oakland, actually not the Oakland Athletics, right? The
Vegas A's.
Sacramento.
The Sacramento A's.
I think they said next year they're actually going to put Sacramento on their jersey.
Are they?
Yeah.
So he hit 36 home runs. You know, he was the fourth overall pick in 2024.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know he had a great year.
Last year, he was in college.
Yeah.
And he has now rocketed through the minors, gets to the A's, and hit 36 bombs.
So he will be playing for the Dodgers in what?
Yeah.
2 years?
He's, as long as there's not a Japanese first baseman who's better than him.
Well, they got that third baseman that just posted for
They're going to be Team Japan in 2 years. And I mean, like, all of them.
Let's go.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. Because the home run king over there, some third baseman posted, and then there was like a couple of big pitchers, and there's someone coming over from the Korean League that's supposed to be really good too, and they will all be playing for the Dodgers real soon.
You may remember Nick Kurtz on July 25th. He went 6-for-6 with 4 home runs in a game.
Now, did he participate in the home run derby too?
No, I don't think so.
Was that not him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, the A's actually have some... They got some fun little young players.
Let's get back to college football.
Oh, are you not going
to
mention the National League?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Who won the National League? I thought they were doing it every day.
No, they did. Drake Baldwin, the Braves. He won the National
League. Drake Baldwin's Rookie of the Year in the
Drake
National
Baldwin, League? Rookie of the Year. 274, 19, and 80.
He's a catcher.
So he is your National League Rookie of the Year.
So coming up next, it's not going to happen, but the scenario does exist where the ACC champion misses the college football playoff.
If I could have one college football wish, I'm a monkey paw, it would be for that to happen.
And we will recap Sooks' big game in Lubbock.
Yeah, it did. To be fair, we both knew where that was going.
Well, I won money on it.
I didn't touch it. I'm not betting against my team, but... I had a lot of BYU fans that were like, I was like, don't, no, you're just going to disappoint yourself. Like, you excited for this one? I'm like, no, not really. I got a good idea how this is going
to
go.
We'll get to that coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back to college football here. We spoke about the Ducks win at Iowa earlier in the show. It was a good win. Gritty win.
Yeah.
Get out of there with a dub.
Doesn't have to be pretty. Nope. Just kind of win in advance. And I still think a two-loss Oregon team gets in. But you lose that game, you know, and you go down there with, what, a minute and some change left. And Dante Moore in bad weather had to make that drive. You lose that. And now you have zero margin for error with, you know, three games coming up that are still, you know, none of those are gimmies. You know, Minnesota and then, what, USC and UW, and UW being on the road, that's a monster win for Oregon right there and finding a way to get that in a tough environment and bad weather and the way they had to do it.
Kind of kept the season alive, really.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, they weren't completely out of it, but you lose that. I mean—
And you need help.
How much confidence would you have about their, you know, about much going into the last three? Anyway, so they survive in advance. The ACC.
Good Lord.
So Miami is out of it. At least I think. I mean, I don't know. They've only lost twice. Maybe they're not out of it.
We'll pull up there.
Yeah, pull up the ACC. Because I honestly, if you said who is leading the ACC right now, I don't know that I know that. Maybe so, Georgia Tech?
So in conference right now, not overall, but conference record, Georgia Tech, Virginia, Pitt, SMU, and Duke all have one loss.
Oh, wow.
Louisville, Miami, Wake Forest, and those are the two-loss teams. So there's a scenario there where, you know, there is a scenario where Duke, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was about to get
the
to.
The Duke Blue Devils, who are 5-4, Duke has a path to the ACC title game.
So it looks like there's a lot to play out in the ACC.
Yes.
But Tom Fornelli brought this up on CBS, and I found it delightful. He said that, and this, again, this is not going to happen.
No.
But it could.
Yeah.
If Duke wins out, they would be 9-4. And if they win the ACC championship game, would likely not go to the college football playoff.
Yes, because remember, it is not five automatic, like, it's not the Power Four and then one group of five. It is the top five ranked conference champions. So there is a scenario, not likely, and it won't happen, that they would never allow it. They would artificially bump Duke up. But if Duke were to be a four-loss team that wins the ACC, you could have them have a group of five team be ranked ahead of them, let's say the Mountain West champion or the American Conference champion, and then a team like James Madison could win their conference, is it the Sun Belt or whatever, and leave a four-loss Duke team out, then and they wouldn't be an at-large team. The committee would never let it happen. They would artificially move Duke up. But there is some weird world where if you were just taking it at face value that you could see an ACC champion left out, which would be incredible.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes.
But that's probably not going to happen.
No, it won't. But it just goes to show you that the ACC, is there a good... Tech, Virginia, Pitt, SMU, Duke, Louisville.
Okay, I have. This is going to sound weird, but I think the best team in the ACC is still Miami. Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, Miami has a lot of talent.
Yeah,
they have Mario Cristobal, holds them back.
Yep.
But I just think if put it this way, if you let me pick one team from the ACC to represent that league in the tournament that I think would have the best chance, not to win the tournament, but just like have a good showing.
Yeah.
It would be Miami.
Yes. I do not believe that Virginia, because like Duke plays Virginia this week. So if Duke wins that game and it's at Duke, well, there's three losses for Virginia. Like the ACC's only real respectable team right now, like in the rankings, is Georgia Tech. And they have Boston College coming up, and then Pitt, who's ranked. They could lose to Pitt, and they could lose to Georgia. So there's a good chance that Georgia Tech's a three-loss team when this is all said and done.
Those bros gave up like 600 yards to NC State.
Yes.
And they're not, I don't know.
They are one player, their quarterback, and everything else is like, eh. And last year, you had a three-loss team get in Clemson. And they gave you two. Remember, they put SMU in and Clemson? They're not doing that. The ACC is going to get one team in, and they're going to be lucky to get one. Everyone else is going to go tell them to go take a flying you-know-what.
I mean, if you take the Big 12 and the ACC, just the whole, both of them, and just take out Texas Tech, who's clearly the best team.
Yes.
Is there another playoff team in there? I don't know that there is.
There's a scenario where BYU could, if BYU runs the table, and by the way, BYU is not they shouldn't be a playoff team, but if BYU beats TCU, Cincinnati, and UCF, and their only loss is Texas Tech, if it were to be a close Big 12 title game, and they didn't just get dog walked like they did, maybe they give Texas Tech and BYU.
So do we think Tech and BYU are going to meet in the Big 12 title game?
Yes.
It's going to be a rematch?
It should be.
Of that crap?
It should be.
Well, that game...
But again, a lot of things can happen. Again, BYU has TCU, Cincinnati, and Central Florida.
Oh. Texas... So BYU, Cincinnati, the winner of that,
yes.
Is likely going to that...
Yes.
To the Big 12 title
game. Yes.
Okay, so where's that game? They have to win that.
I think it's at Provo. Let me take a look. Scrolling. No, it's at Cincinnati.
Yeah, see, it's tough.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Cincinnati's that good, but...
Well, and so Cincinnati won't. Cincinnati's already a two-loss team, so I think the only hope the Big 12 has is that scenario of either someone knocks off Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game, or if BYU were to run the table and give them a game. But honestly, watching that game, that's not a fluke.
I don't think anybody's touching Tech in the Big 12.
Well, they're undefeated when their quarterback plays. The one game they lost to Arizona State, and I don't love... their offense. It's not good in the red zone.
Well, the quarterback's not very good.
Yeah, it's wonky. The receivers are okay. They're not elite. But boy, their defense just hunts. And I'm not saying BYU is a great offense, but it's okay. And they were not competitive. And granted, BYU absolutely essed the bed with penalties and special teams play and muff punts. And that thing was a disaster. But they could have played perfect. It's the old thing, if you can't block their front four and they don't have to really do anything creative, you can't win those games, and BYU cannot block them. Texas Tech should waltz their way into the college football playoff, and I know Texas Tech from a top-to-bottom standpoint isn't as good as maybe some of the Big Ten or SEC teams. I wouldn't want to play Texas Tech's defense. I wouldn't want that to be my first-round game.
Yeah, their defense is nasty, but I would say... You know, if you look around college football, I don't know how many great offenses are going to be, how many of the best offenses are going to be in the tournament. It's really about defense. Okay, so like if you look at the USC's, the Tennessee's, even Arkansas, like these are the elite offenses mm-hmm. this season. None of those teams are, well, USC, I guess, could get into the playoff.
They won't, but.
But well, they might. But mm-hmm. I think, generally speaking, what I'm saying is Texas Tech is built the right way
yep.
for that tournament. Their yes. offense, so they kicked four field goals.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned it over on downs in five of their seven red zone possessions
yeah.
against BYU. Mm-hmm. I want you to, okay. So they
I watched it.
They turned. Well, I'm telling the listeners, Chase. I think we have listeners. I don't know, but I think they turned it over on downs in five of seven red zone possessions mm-hmm. and kicked four field goals, and they absolutely dominated
yes.
BYU.
Yes.
That. I mean, I guess. Texas Tech gets in the tournament because their defense, there's just nobody in the Big 12 that's going to give them much friction.
I do not believe so.
I mean, Arizona State beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always that one yeah. week. But I think when push comes to shove, that defense is too good.
Yep.
Okay, but when you get into the tournament, it's interesting. Are they national championship caliber? I don't know. I think their offense holds them back.
I agree.
But then you look around the rest of college football, and really the elite offenses that will be in that tournament, Indiana will be in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can say Ohio State has an elite offense. They certainly have elite offensive talent.
They have an elite passing game. I know that. I mean,
you know, A&M's off. Dude, you look at some of the best college football offenses. Freaking Texas A&M is one of the best.
Yeah, and they have a quarterback that's spotty throwing the ball. I mean, look, I'll say this. Outside of Ohio State, every team has warts. And maybe Ohio State does too, and that no one has just been able to expose them as of yet. The only thing I can say about Ohio State is they don't run the ball particularly well. If they ever start running the ball with consistency, and they got that Bo Jackson kid that is starting to, by the way, it's not any relation, it's a nickname, but the Bo Jackson kid, I think, is a freshman, and then they got the bigger back that's the transfer from West Virginia. If they get some consistency in running the ball, it may be Johnny bar the door, and we're going back-to-back. Because it really is their one wart. Julian Sain is starting to grow up and look like a top two or three quarterback. Alabama is kind of the same way, except that, again, like really good all over. Don't run the ball particularly well.
That quarterback's really good,
though. Ty Simpson is really, really good.
See, there's an offense that's interesting because I'm not sure that they rank super high.
Well, because they don't run. It's a spotty run team.
I would not want to play him. Like, if he has a – you know – I don't know. That's a weird. This is going to be a fun tournament,
yes.
man, because you got teams built in so many different ways. Texas Tech, the way they're built, I don't know. I don't think that quarterback.
But you know what? Notre Dame was built a little bit like this last year.
That's true.
And had some real flaws on the offensive side of the ball. Now, Texas Tech doesn't have a running back like Love last year at Notre Dame, but they were built a little bit this way. And Notre Dame. Yeah. Now they ran out of juice, but Notre Dame gave people fits and damn near, you know, made it to the finish line.
They are kind of the Texas Tech of last year was Notre Dame.
Yeah. So I mean,
Notre Dame, they're another interesting one because they have a really good offense this year.
Yeah.
With a much better quarterback than mm-hmm. last year, and they're kind of sitting there with two losses. They could be sneaky. This is going to be a great. I have just talked myself into not being able to wait for the college football. playoff.
It's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
But I think the one thing that seems clear after Texas Tech BYU is that the Big 12 is only going to get one team in that tournament.
Feels like it, yes.
And the ACC will probably only get one team in that tournament. And that's the way it should be because there are so many good SEC teams.
Yeah.
And they should be in there.
And also they get bodes really well for Oregon that even if somehow you stub your toe here down the stretch and you lose to USC or lose to Washington or God forbid Minnesota, I think because of the crappiness of the ACC and the Big 12, I just don't see a scenario in where Oregon loses another game and doesn't get in as a 10-2 team. So I think that they're going to be the beneficiaries of that if there's another oopsie.
All right, got a little gambling news and some drive-by trolling coming up. But first, here's Lowercase with SportsCenter.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I can report to you we all peed together at the break.
Yeah.
All three of us. That doesn't happen very often.
No, we're on a...
But we're synced up today.
Cycle synced up.
So, talking about football and stuff. Did you see freaking Dave Roberts? Did you catch Dave Roberts in the college football lexicon over the weekend?
He's friends. Who's he buddies with? I saw this briefly. Someone mentioned it.
Bingo.
But I forget.
He was down on the Alabama sideline in Alabama gear.
Oh, yeah, he's DeBoer's guy, right?
Yeah, he's friends with DeBoer because DeBoer's daughter went to a softball clinic and Roberts spoke at it or something.
Okay.
And he was there. DeBoer said that Dave Roberts, who is, by all accounts, like one of the nicest guys in all of sports.
Yeah, people...
They love Dave Roberts. Like, he's a great dude, and he seems it. You can kind of tell.
Yeah.
DeBoer said he couldn't believe how nice and accommodating Roberts was to him.
Is it possible because it was Kalen DeBoer?
Yes, of course.
He
wanted to get on the sideline at an Alabama game.
Look, this is the equivalent of when the super hot chick talks about how the guy at the tire store was the nicest guy in the world.
Right?
I once had a girlfriend get a free tire. Just a free tire. And she was like, oh my God, he was the nicest guy in the world. And just, I was like, oh my God, this tire is so expensive. And he just gave it to me. I was like, yeah, okay, well, that's.
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen to people that look like me. Okay?
No. No one walks in and is like, that guy, you know what, buddy? This tire is free. That's the equivalent. Kalen DeBoer got the hot chick treatment.
He did.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, so Roberts was down there on the Alabama sideline in all decked out in Alabama gear, which makes me, you know. God. And then they were saying on the broadcast that he's possibly a Lakers fan, too.
Well, that would make sense, right?
Well, Magic, he's in L.A.
Well, it's Magic Johnson.
I know, but Lakers.
No.
Come on. Lakers, Dodgers, and Alabama.
I'm just saying.
What's next? Duke?
Magic Johnson is technically one of his bosses. He's in L.A.
God.
The Alabama one is a bridge too far, but I'm not going to balk at him being a Lakers
Listen,
fan.
I'm calling Dave Roberts out. He's a fake sports fan. He's a front runner.
Oh, yeah, he is all over this.
My Royals, Dave.
I'm just looking at Dave Roberts' daughter. There might be another reason why, I'm looking at Kalen DeBoer's daughter. There might be another reason why Dave Roberts was so nice to him. She's, just saying. There's a photo of those two, like, you know, the cheek to cheek. It's apparently some good genes in the DeBoer family. But I love that. It's like every musician that's like best friends with a sports guy, and they're like, man, we just clicked right away. Yeah, he wants to be on stage. Every athlete wants to be a musician. Every musician wants to be an athlete, and you're all buddy-buddy. Everyone's nice.
All right, well, now that we've bitched about that.
I have not. I have no problem with Dave Roberts.
Oh, yeah, well, I do. that was a fumble, wasn't it? Wow. Boy, I tell you, these guys punching the ball out.
It's become a real thing.
Oh wait, his elbow down there?
We'll see. It doesn't look like he's down.
He's that's a
fumble.
No,
that's fumble. It's we're living in a world of the peanut punch, and it has become.
How do you hold on to the football,
man? I don't know. It is so hard that nowadays, when someone is going down, it is no longer swiping to the ball. My dudes are literally like balling up the fist, and going Sugar Ray Leonard style, just punching that thing out.
And you can't.
No, I don't
know.
There's
really nothing you can do about it.
I don't know what to do because that it looked like he had 3 points of contact. It looked like it was good ball security. Like, you know, when Derrick Henry, what game was it where Derrick Henry had that brutal fumble?
It was the Bills game.
Was the Bills game where that went down? That was from behind. Same thing. It looked like he had nice 3 point of contact. But when you, especially when you don't see it coming and you're going down, I don't know what you're supposed to do when someone perfectly punches at the ball.
So anyway, the
Jalen Hurts, by the way, we're talking. Jalen Hurts just fumbled.
The Eagles were on a super long, boring ass drive where they handed it to Saquon Barkley 100 times.
Yeah.
And they just fumbled in the Packers. Looked like the Packers guy ran it back 30 or 40 yards, but I don't know if he was down by contact or whatever. But anyway, Monday Night Football, no score.
No.
Did you see the drive-by trolling?
Yeah.
From Mike McDaniel.
I kind of enjoyed it. First off, kudos to the Dolphins who have zero to play for, and yet, dude, they took the Bills behind the woodshed.
I tell you, they did, and the Bills were terrible in that game, and Josh Allen was terrible in that game. There was a little bit of a, I'm sure there was a little bit of a Kansas City hangover there.
Yeah.
But that's no excuse. Yeah. It's the NFL. You got to be ready to play.
Dude, they got their asses kicked.
They had already beat Miami once.
Yeah.
And Miami was ready for them, and yeah, they did. They kicked their ass. And after the game, it is believed there is a photograph of Mike McDaniel in his hot rod driving by.
It's the Elbow Room.
The Elbow Room, which is a Miami Bills bar.
Well, and it's the place down in Fort Lauderdale. Like when the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup, you party at the Elbow Room. It's a big deal down there. And so,
but it's
a
Bills bar, right?
So the Bills fans take it over.
Yeah.
When, you know, when they
so
go down there. So it's, yeah.
So it's not every week a Bills bar. It's just that when the Bills play in town, the Bills fans all go into the Elbow Room.
Yeah.
And Mike McDaniel knows this. And he drove by after the game, window down, shades on, trolling them. And there's a photo of it. Now, they asked him about it today. Yeah. And he said AI is a hell of a thing.
He did say, quote, "I live in the area and AI is a hell of a thing." So that's all I have to say about that.
So that was him for sure.
But I do love that the Bills Mafia, because they hang banners there that say like Bills Mafia takeover and like we're coming down into your city and McDaniel just happens to be driving by in his Mercedes. Oh. Don't mind me.
Nice looking ride.
The look on this Bills fan is priceless because he has no idea what's behind him.
And yes, that is a very nice matte black.
Yeah, so the guy takes a photo of seemingly just a Bills fan who's just looking at the camera like Case is saying, but then behind him on the street, staring right at them, is McDaniel in his ride.
I love it.
Look, oh, now the Packers fumbled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got it back. Jesus. What a mess.
This is where...
What the hell?
Jordan Love...
Uh-oh. just dropped the ball.
Yeah, huh? I don't know. There's not a player that I want to like more, and I don't, greater than Jordan Love. Like, I want to put my arms around and be like, Jordan Love is a franchise, just kick-ass quarterback. And for every time I want to say that, he does something, and I'm just like, oh, my God. If you're a Packers fan, like, you have no right to complain because you went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and now seemingly you have another franchise quarterback in Jordan Love. I just think it's going to – it's a bumpy ride. There's nothing worse.
Has been,
There's nothing worse than thinking you have a franchise quarterback and then being like, oh, God, do we? Kyler Murray – Tua, at least like with the Giants or like with the Browns, you just know, like, hey, we drafted a guy, it's not him. But when you have this weird roller coaster where you've already paid him, 49ers have this with Brock Purdy. I think Chicago may go through this a little bit with Caleb Williams. Just either know or don't. Like, he is or he isn't. And Love operates in some sort of weird, bizarro world middle. Philadelphia has this, but they won a Super Bowl, so now you can't say anything. But Jalen Hurts operates in this same space. Mm. But when you win a Super Bowl, it kind of you kind of have to shut up. You're like, man, he won the Super Bowl. And he was great in the Super Bowl.
I see what you're saying. Do you think Dak is in that?
Yeah, it's just that his team sucks. And so it's not really Dak's fault. But yes, Dak may be the... He may have been in this zone the longest of any quarterback. I just think Dak's better than most that are fall into this category. But to some extent, yes. Dak may have been the first one in the modern day to enter this realm of he's a franchise guy, but do you really want him? And like your fans kind of go back and forth and you're like, well, it's better than what else we could have, but should we go back into the draft and try again? Because that's a dicey thing at best. CJ Stroud may be operating in this world pretty soon.
I'd take him.
Me too. But another year or two of this and Texan fans are going to be like, what the hell? Like, you think you have one. And that's the thing. For 1 year, CJ Stroud was like rookie of the year. And you're like, oh my God, one of the best rookie seasons of all time. And then the second year, it was like, eh. And then this year, then you're like, the rug gets pulled a little further. They're already saying that Commander fan is like freaking out. They're like, they were doing interviews with Commander fans outside of the stadium. And they're like, we're not processing the whiplash very well because no one expected anything last year. You get to the NFC title game. This year you go all in and you make some trades. You get Debo and Lattimore came in at the end of last year. And it's like, oh, it's full go. And now you're just crap. And so like the rug gets pulled out from you. It can be jarring how quickly you go from we've got the guy and everything's in place and it's just a matter of time till whoops.
Okay, we've got a little bit of gambling news that came down today. We'll get to that. Sports betting news. We'll get to that when we return, followed by the club here on 105.1 The Fan. Well, we knew it was coming in some regard, but it is more regulation regarding sports betting handed down to us today. Prominent U.S. sportsbooks have established a nationwide $200 betting limit on baseball wagers on individual pitches.
Mm.
And they have also prohibited such bets from being included in any parlays. This is in reference to the Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz and the reliever.
Yeah, it was two of them.
Emmanuel Clase, who there was some unusual wagering on detected on some individual pitches thrown by those guys. Mm-hmm. And so they've instantly, the league and the sportsbooks got together and said, yeah, okay,
yeah.
$200 max.
Well, like most of the time, these
things. And again, I just want to clarify, that is just on individual pitch props.
Yes.
So it's not
anything.
Not a lot of people bet those.
But. No, but that's what happens. And this is how these people get caught is, when you put $200,000 down on something that normally doesn't get 2 cents,
exactly,
those sports books flag it. So while I do think it's bad for sports in general that we have all of these scandals, most of the time they are getting caught by people that are just like, dude, this is abnormal. Sports books have ways of protecting themselves. And it wouldn't shock me if eventually we just see, like someone brought up with the NBA, how easy would it be to just get rid of unders for individual stat performances? Because most of the time, that's the key. Like, you can't guarantee an over. You can guarantee an under. Like, you know, if you tell me what my over-under is 12 points, and then I play 5 minutes, and then I'm like, my arm. And I go sit down. Well, there's my under hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, as long as it doesn't get too over the top where it just sucks all the fun out of sports betting.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a $200 maximum. It certainly achieves what you want it to, and that is it would certainly disincentivize attempts at manipulation because, you know, why for $200?
Yeah.
I still think it's crazy that these pitchers did that, considering how much money they make already.
And by the way, like, this is a federal case.
Oh,
like,
dude. They face 65 years in prison.
Yeah, Ortiz is, he's got like a $500,000 bail. Like, he's going to face prosecution on this.
I mean, it blows me away that they were a part of this.
Yes.
So they, I mean.
Well, it's a little bit like the Chauncey thing.
I
like,
know.
Chauncey makes a lot of money. The Blazers pay him, what, eight and a half, something like that, $1 million a year?
Yeah, so they, on the Class A, so he was the reliever.
Yeah.
So Ortiz is a starter, both for the Guardians. Clase, and by the way, he's like a world-class pitcher, Clase.
Yes.
He's like one of the best pitchers, one of the best closers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's now done. Blew up his whole career.
Yes.
They said that there was a scheme centered on whether his pitch would be a ball or a strike, as well as the over-under on the velocity of some of his pitches. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know you could bet on stuff like
that. Didn't know either.
Anyway, according to the indictment, gamblers won approximately $450,000 on bets on individual pitches during the alleged scheme.
Yeah. Well, again, how easy is that? And this is where I think with the Chauncey thing, like it comes in. Is it one of those things that you just don't think about? Because how easy is it to simply say, you call one of your buddies like, hey, man, we're sitting like four guys tonight. No one knows about it yet. So, you know, you put in a little action and it's like no harm, no foul. If you're class A and you just tell your buddy, hey, my first pitch is going to be a ball. What do you care? Meaningless game, middle of the season, and it's one ball and your buddy can make, you said 400 and whatever $1,000?
Well, I think that was cumulative.
Yeah, cumulative.
Which I brought that up. My point is, like, dude, that guy make, how much does class A make?
$6.5 million this year.
A year.
Yep.
He's doing this to help bros make a couple hundred thousand bucks over a season? I mean, what the hell?
And if that's all this is helping your buddy, you would have been better off just giving him some cash.
Exactly.
He had a $20 million contract, which is gone. Gone.
And he may be going to prison.
Yeah, maybe going to prison. We'll never pitch again. Baseball is going to ban you forever. So
amazing.
It really is staggering how little money it takes for these guys to ruin everything.
But you're right. These sports books and leagues have every incentive to catch this stuff.
Yes.
And they're doing a pretty good job of that.
And I just think that the business is so big. I really think you would have to get a Black Sox level scandal before the government stepped in. Every one of these, because no owner or no league is going to make an issue of this because they're all in bed. There's NFL owners that own pieces of these companies. You cannot watch a single sporting event without probably every, third or fourth commercial be for gambling. And there is always a gambling, ad on the ticker. I mean, it's just like announcers talk about it. There's entire shows dedicated to it. I just don't believe, unless it was something like rigging a Super Bowl, rigging a World Series, I think it would have to reach that level before someone actually did something major about this.
All right, are you craving Italian pasta?
Olive Garden, is that where we're thinking of going tonight?
Because good luck if you are.
Maybe some you can eat breadsticks?
And I've got Farmer's Almanac news. Yeah, it's a big club.
We haven't even talked about the NFL penis story.
What's that?
You haven't?
No.
Yeah.
You're always up on your penis news. Not me, not so much.
No.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Look, I'm tied in. I got my ear to the...
What are you talking about?
Well, you haven't heard.
Should we do it after the disclaimer? It sounds like this is something we should do after the disclaimer.
Look, it's just...
No, I haven't.
NFL penis is in the news again.
Like the Vincente Shenko bit?
Apparently that's nothing compared to what this is this is going down.
Do I want to hear this?
Worse than Favre?
It ruined a marriage. Marriages have been ruined!
This was this weekend? How did I miss this?
Yeah, this came out. Yeah, last week, I think this came out.
Mm. Well, suddenly a lot.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.